Watching TV and driving at the same time is a bad idea.
Left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Driving and listening to Odyssey, that's a different story.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful. Now go get some help.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, and welcome to Kids Radio. In 1 Corinthians 3, the Apostle Paul talks about our service in Christ, how we are all fellow workers in the field, but it is God who provides the increase. This can be difficult to understand, especially when it seems like we're the ones doing all the work, a whole lifetime's worth in some cases, without seeing results. That is what happened in today's episode, based on the true story of a medical missionary named Dr. William Leslie. His story begins more than 100 years ago in a place called Banza Mantiki, what was then known as the Congo Free State in Africa. There, in territory occupied by the often cruel and brutal Belgian army, is where Dr. Leslie's ministry began.
Banza Mantiki! I'll stop for Banza Mantiki!
Give it back, please!
You want it back? You can't have it. It looks better on me, eh?
Give it back! Give it back!
Gah! My shin! Little, stop!
What are you doing?
They took my hat!
Quiet, boy. And what business is it of yours?
When I see four soldiers picking on a small child, I make it my business.
Oh. Maybe you like it better if we pick on you, huh? What is your name?
Dr. William Leslie. I'm a medical missionary.
Missionary? You're the fellows who are supposed to turn the other cheek when someone slaps you, no? Shall I see if that's true?
What's going on here?
Attention!
I asked you a question, Corporal.
Sir, this boy was causing trouble. When we tried to stop him, he assaulted me. I was just about to discipline him when this medical missionary stepped in and kept me from doing my duty.
Is that right?
No, it isn't.
Ah, Miss Hill. A pleasure, as always.
I wish I could say the same, Captain Reynold. Your men have been doing what they do best, again, being bullies. First to this child, and then to the doctor.
And what is the nature of this bullying?
Apparently it takes four Belgian soldiers to deprive one child of his hat.
I see. A medical missionary, you say? Here to share God's word?
And Christ's love.
Love. You think that will help these people?
Christ's love can help everyone, Captain.
Very well. You show them the love of Christ. I will show them the power of the King. Corporal!
Sir!
If you and your men cannot find more productive use of your time, I will.
Yes, sir.
Corporal.
Huh?
The boy's hat.
Take it.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank Miss Hill. If she supports you, then how can I help but support you as well? Good day.
Hill.
Clara Hill, Dr. Leslie. My father is Reverend Turlock Hill.
You're the people I'm supposed to meet.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm here.
Where is your father?
He already moved on to his next assignment. His train left a few hours ago. I'm joining him tomorrow. He asked me to stay and see that you got settled in.
Thank you. And thank you for helping with the captain.
You're welcome. It was very brave of you to stand up to those soldiers.
No braver than you.
They haven't gotten around to bullying women just yet.
They wouldn't dare bully one so fair as you. I'm sorry. That was forward of me.
It's all right. I liked hearing it. Well, we should get you set up at the mission. It's just on the outskirts of the village.
I will help. I know where the mission is. I will carry Dr. Leslie's bag.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, but I do. No one has ever stood up for me before. I am now in Dr. Leslie's debt.
That's not necessary.
I insist.
Well, can I at least know your name?
Patrice. I am Patrice. What is this book, Dr. Leslie?
That is my Bible, Patrice.
I like these gold words. What do they say?
That's my name. The mission agency gave me this Bible as a gift when I left to come here.
It is a very beautiful cover.
Yes, but what is on the inside of the Bible is even more beautiful, Patrice. Inside are the words of life.
Are these words of life in my language? In Swahili?
Not at present, though one day I hope there will be. Until then, we only have Bibles in French. Would you like to read one?
Yes, I would love to read the words of life, but I cannot read French.
Then I'll teach you. And I'll try to get you a Bible of your own.
Will it have a cover like this?
If you like.
Thank you, Doctor.
Where are you from, Patrice?
The Venga village, up the Quilu River.
I'd like to visit your village.
No, you must not. There are very bad men there.
I'm not afraid.
You should be. They are cruel cannibals.
Well, it sounds like they also need to hear the words of life.
They will not listen to them. You would do very well to stay far away from there, Dr. Leslie. Far away.
Patrice, wait. I didn't mean to scare him off.
He was scared for you. Even the soldiers are afraid to go up the Quilu.
I see. Well, looks like I'm all moved in.
Right. I'll be off then.
Oh, I was hoping you'd stay for supper.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Of course, you're right. It wouldn't be proper for us to dine alone, unchaperoned.
It isn't that. My train leaves very early tomorrow, and I still have a great deal of packing to do. Thank you for the invitation, though.
Perhaps some other time, if you come back for a visit.
I'd like that, Doctor.
Please, call me William.
Goodbye, William.
Goodbye, Clara.
And so began Dr. Leslie's medical mission. During the next 2 years, he dispensed medicine and tried to share the gospel of Christ. He also forged a strong, if unexpected, friendship with Captain Renaud.
You know, when you first came here, Doctor, I was a bit skeptical about you.
Oh?
I didn't think you would last 2 days, much less 2 years. But you have managed to become a rather prominent fixture in our little community.
It's nice of you to say so. But I don't believe I've had any lasting impact here at all.
Nonsense. People come to your mission from all over this area.
For medicine, not for God. My mission is both.
Well, these things take time. And if it is any consolation, I think your Christianity is having a great impact on the people.
Really?
Yes. It has made them more docile, if nothing else.
If that's true, you're confusing docility with peace.
Neither will suit me.
Doctor.
Patrice, where have you been?
Doctor.
Patrice!
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's burning with fever. Smallpox. Turn down the covers on that bed.
If the boy has it, the whole village is at risk.
Have you been inoculated?
Yes, and my men as well. We are safe.
But the villagers aren't. You must quarantine the mission and the area around it. Keep everyone out. And if others get sick, send them here. The last thing we need is an epidemic.
Yes, of course.
Your men must also transport medicine up the Quilu to Patrice's village.
No, that I will not do.
But if Patrice has exposed them, it could wipe out the whole village.
Then it will wipe them out.
Captain, you must...
Do what you must to save the boy and the people here. But I will not risk my men to save savages and cannibals. That is my final word.
Lad, you must keep your fever down. Take your medicine now. Good boy, good. Patrice, I have a gift for you. Something you've wanted for a long time. My Bible. It's right here next to you when you're ready for it. Merciful Father, you hold life in your hands. Please, don't let this boy die. Don't let his village die, not knowing the saving power of your son.
Doctor.
Captain.
I think we're out of danger. No new cases have been reported for the past 72 hours.
Good. The few we've had here were quite mild, except for Patrice.
And how is he?
His fever is down, but still higher than I'd like. And he hasn't come to yet.
I heard your prayer for his village. Why do you care about them? They're savages.
They're lost souls in need of a savior.
Perhaps some souls are not worth saving.
All souls are worth saving, Captain. That is why Christ came.
So you said. I am sorry I could not allow my men to take medicine to them.
Don't concern yourself about it, Captain. As soon as I know Patrice is well, I'll take the medicine to them myself.
No, my friend, you must not.
The captain is right, Dr. Leslie.
Patrice! Good, your fever has finally broken.
You must not go. Captain, keep him from going, please.
All right, all right. Just lie back and we'll talk about it later. Now you must rest, my son.
Is this really my Bible now?
Yes. Yes, it is your Bible now, my young friend.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. Now I will always have the beautiful words of life with me.
Yes. Rest now.
You see? Even the boy knows you should stay away from his people.
He doesn't understand. Nor do you.
I understand that they will kill you.
To die, sharing the love of Christ, is the best. It's the best.
Leslie!
William. William.
Clara?
Yes. William, it's Clara.
What are you doing here?
Captain Reynolds sent word you were very sick.
She came straight away. Such devotion, don't you think?
How long have I been out?
4 days. It was touch and go for a while.
But it turns out you are the last patient.
Here. But not at the villages up the Quilu.
Perhaps. We will see after they get the medicine.
You sent it to them?
Actually, someone volunteered to take it.
Who?
Patrice.
Patrice? But
he's fully recovered.
It seems, for some people, Christ's love is greater even than the power of a king.
Are you talking about Patrice or yourself, my friend?
Take care of him, Miss Hill.
Why didn't you tell anyone you weren't inoculated against smallpox?
No one ever asked. Are you?
Yes. Why did you stay? You could have died.
I'm a doctor. Patrice needed care. Besides, I was already exposed.
Still, it was careless of you.
Hardly. It produced the exact result I'd hoped for.
Oh, what's that?
You're here. There just aren't enough pretty faces around this place.
You need to rest. You're delirious.
I am tired. You know, I saw you coming to me in my dreams.
You did?
You're the answer to my prayers.
And you are a silly, sweet man.
Patrice got the medicine to the Quilu villages in time, and a massive outbreak of smallpox was averted. Clara stayed in the village, and after a year-long courtship, she and Leslie were married. God blessed them with several children, and they continued their work together. Patrice served with them as well, but try as they might, their little mission just didn't grow like they wanted it to. Like the seed in the parable of the sower, the word didn't seem to take root.
Thank you, Doctor, but I only came for the medicine.
Or they abandoned it when faced with persecution.
I know the words are good and true, Doctor, but my friends would laugh at me if I follow Jesus. What I really need is medicine.
Or their cares and worries choked off the good news from their hearts.
I know the words are important, Doctor, but supporting my 5 children and my elderly parents leaves me no time to study the words with you. May I please have the medicine?
It seemed that regardless of how hard Leslie and Clara planted and watered and worked and prayed, they just didn't see any increase. And then one day, Patrice came to them with a big smile on his face.
He wants to see you.
Who wants to see me, Patrice?
Mabuto, leader of my village.
He does? But how did...
Your medicine. It helped save the village from the sickness. I told him he'd never thank you for that, and he agreed. And I told him you have more than medicine. You also have the words of life. He wants to hear them from you, both of you.
Praise God.
When can we go?
As soon as you are ready, I will take you there.
You have spoken of many wondrous things, Doctor. God who became a man, but is still God. How he died and came back to life so that we can live with him forever. But how can I trust that these words are true when I know nothing of the people who speak them?
You are wise, Mabuto. Will you let us stay with you to help build your trust?
We would bring our children with us as well. This would be our home.
Good. We will build you a hut and a place where you can teach us more about the God-man Jesus. This is very good.
The Leslies sent Patrice back to Banza Mantiki to arrange for Captain Renault to bring their children to them. A few weeks later, they finally arrived at their new home.
Thank you for keeping them safe, Captain. Patrice, think nothing of it.
It was a great adventure for them.
Liar!
Mabuto, what?
You are a liar, Doctor! You bring soldiers to invade our land.
No, Renaud is my friend. He and his soldiers brought our children to us. They protected them from the leopards and other dangers
in
the...
You lie! You claim to bring good news, but instead you bring soldiers to capture us and make us slaves.
No!
I have seen this with my own eyes down the river. I have seen this man's soldiers capture my people and force them to work.
It is true. I used to do that. But I do so no longer because of my friend, Dr. Leslie.
Do you follow the words of life? Are you Christian?
I do not say that I am Christian, just that I am not the man I was. I have ordered my soldiers to stop harming your people and to let them return to their families and rest. And I tell you, Mobutu, that I regret the wrongs my soldiers and I have done to your people, and that we now desire to live with you in peace.
Peace? Bah! I do not believe you!
Mobutu, you are wrong!
Quiet, boy! I never should have let you talk me into having these people come. Leave, Doctor! Leave! And never come back!
Mobutu, please!
Go now! Go, or we will kill you.
Mobutu, wait! Please, listen!
It's no good, Leslie. We must go.
No, we've come so far!
You must think of your family, my friend.
Clara!
They won't listen, William. I think the captain is right.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I'm so sorry.
Why? Why is this happening? There must be a reason. Why? Why, Lord? Why?
The Leslies left the village and returned to Banza Mantiki safely. A few months later, they learned that the Medical Missions Ministry had pulled their financial support. The Leslies had no choice but to return to the United States. William passed away 9 years later. Despite all his years of hard work and mission service, Dr. Leslie died, believing that both he and his mission to the people of Africa were complete failures. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and this is Kids Radio. A wise man said, God is the great weaver of our stories, and he loves cliffhangers. Dr. William Leslie left the Congo believing his mission's work failed, but his story was actually just beginning, as I discovered by accident while traveling to the Congo on a different missions trip 80 years after Dr. Leslie's work ended there. When I heard about him, a man who died thinking he'd made no impact at all, and then I discovered the remarkable truth of what really happened, I knew I had to find out more. Even today, much of this area is covered by thick jungle. It's one of the remotest regions of the world. A 2.5-hour flight takes us to our base at Banza Mantiki Village, after which we hike a mile up to the Quilu River, paddle across its half-mile expanse in dugout canoes, and conclude with this 10-mile hike, which my guide, Jeff Lewis, assures me will take us to the first Yansi village.
Told you it'd be rough, Whit.
Yeah, you weren't exaggerating.
You need a breather?
No. I'm good. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
When were you last here, Jeff?
Never.
What?
I've never been to the villages. I just know how to get to them. I've flown over them in my plane lots of times. Mapped out the paths to them from the air, but I've never visited them. As you know, the tribes in this area don't exactly have a reputation for friendliness. Are you sure you're going to find what you expect to find, Whit?
I won't know that until we get there.
Shh. What?
I thought I heard something.
You did hear something. In those bushes ahead.
An animal, maybe?
Perhaps. Or it could be...
Hello?
Whoa!
Careful. You'll step on your recorder. Here you go. Oh,
thank you.
You're looking for Vanga Village?
Yes. Yes, we are. How did you know?
I've been tracking you. I heard you say something about Dr. William Leslie.
Yes. I'm researching his mission's work in this area. Can you help me? Do you know anything about him?
Come with me.
Our English-speaking friend led us into Vanga, to a large hut in the center of the village.
Wait here.
He went inside, and many villagers began gathering around us, much to Jeff's dismay. But I noticed something he didn't.
What do you think, Whit? Do you suppose we're in any danger?
I don't think so. Look above the door.
A cross.
Our English-speaking friend came back, carrying something wrapped in cloth. He handed it to me gently.
Look inside.
I carefully unwrapped the cloth, and what I found was astonishing.
It's a Bible.
Not just a Bible. Look at the gold lettering on the cover.
Dr. William Leslie.
Oh, how did you come by this?
My name is Patrice. I am the grandson of the man to whom Dr. Leslie gave this Bible.
Oh, it's an honor to meet you. Patrice told us much of what happened in this story and of the miracle that happened after the Leslies left.
Not long after they were kicked out, Mobutu died in a clash with a rival village. My grandfather began teaching the people out of this Bible. Over time, their hearts were changed and more people came to believe in these words of life. Even people from other villages up the river. Soon, many people became Christians. We built this hut so everyone would fit. But so many repented that we needed to plant churches in the other villages as well.
Patrice took us up the river in his small boat to those churches. A string of them, in 8 villages, along 34 miles of river. When he told them our connection to Leslie, they welcomed us warmly. Each church wrote their own songs about Christ and his love. It's now a thriving community of believers, eager to share their faith with others. I asked Patrice, what became of his grandfather?
He died a few years ago. He always wondered what happened to the Leslies, and if they ever knew how much of a difference their ministry made.
Though Dr. Leslie never got the chance to see the results of his work here on Earth, he is seeing them in heaven. The seed he planted in Patrice yielded a bountiful harvest. That's why it is so important for us to show Christ's love to everyone we meet. We never know which soil will become the good soil.
For Kids Radio, I'm John Avery Whitaker. Thanks for listening.
Whit closed today's adventure by talking about the good soil. In Matthew 13, Jesus told a parable of a farmer who scattered seeds. Some of the seeds were eaten by birds, some fell on the rocks, and some fell in the thorns. But verse 8 says other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop that was 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as he had planted. Jesus later explained that the seed was the word of God, and that the seeds on the good soil were people who truly hear and understand God's word. One of the reasons Jesus told this parable was to encourage his disciples to share the good news of salvation with everyone, just like he himself did. As Jesus' disciples today, we should follow the example of William Leslie and keep sharing God's love, even when it doesn't seem to be making a difference, because we know that though we may plant the seed, God is the one who makes the seed grow. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Good Soil, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica, John Curry, Richard Cancino, Sam Valentine, Andre Robinson, Gary Reed, Michael Ralph, Leon Morenzi, and Kirk Thornton. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.